You're listening to the Study Legal English podcast, helping lawyers and law students become fluent in legal English. For more information, visit studylegalenglish.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Study Legal English podcast. I'm your host, Louise, and today we are looking at five legal English preposition mistakes that you might be making. So obviously you do not want to be making these mistakes, and today we're going to go through what these mistakes are, how you can correct them, and we're going to do a little quiz. This episode is also available as a YouTube video, so just go over to YouTube, search for Study Legal English, you're going to find my channel and you can watch it. I recommend watching it because it might help you to actually see the examples, the exercises on the screen. If you've got any comments about this episode, do get in touch. Send me an email to louise@studylegalenglish.com. And don't forget that there's a transcript available at studylegalenglish.com/episode 128. All right, so let's go. All right, let's have a look at the first common preposition mistake. It's this: the new regulations impose new obligations to the agent. That's a mistake. You don't impose something to someone or something. Let's see if you can get the correct answer, if you can make this correct, okay? The new regulations impose new obligations of, for, from, on, onto, in, into the agent. What do you think is the correct preposition there? To impose something, someone or something. Okay, 3, 2, 1. The answer is the new regulations impose new obligations on the agent. You impose something on someone or something. Okay, to impose something on someone or something means to officially establish something as a rule, a tax, a punishment, which must be accepted, followed, obeyed, or received. Okay, a contract imposes obligations on parties. Okay, so let's move on to the second preposition mistake. Here we go. The parties entered a contract. No, that's not correct, okay? We're missing a preposition here. You enter a bar, but you don't enter a contract. Let's see if you can get the correct answer here, okay? The parties entered to, of, for, from, on, onto, in, into a contract. Choose the correct preposition there. 3, 2, 1. The correct answer is the parties entered into a contract. Okay, to enter into a contract, an agreement, a joint venture, a lease, you enter into it, which means to agree to be part of an official agreement or contract. You agree to be part of it, okay? When we use enter without a preposition, we mean something different. We mean to go into it, okay? You can enter a bar, you can enter a supermarket. Actually, you do enter a competition, okay? You can enter a competition, which means to sort of go into that competition. Whereas we enter into a contract, agreement, lease, joint venture, okay, these sort of official agreements. Some other collocations are to enter into force, to enter into effect, which usually go with legislation, okay, the statute will enter into effect or the law will enter into force next year, to enter into negotiations, to enter into discussions. All right, let's move on. The next common mistake is this. The parties in this agreement are both multinational companies. The parties in this agreement are both multinational companies. I understand what you're saying when you use this, but it's not the most common way of saying this, okay? The parties in this agreement. Let's see if you can choose the more appropriate preposition. The parties to, of, for, from, on, onto, into this agreement are both multinational companies. Choose the more appropriate preposition there. 3, 2, 1. Here we go. The parties to this agreement are both multinational companies. The parties to this agreement. The parties to an agreement, to a contract, to a lease, is a common phrase, and it means to be a person or a company or a party who is a signatory of the contract or the agreement or the lease or whatever we are talking about, okay? So let's move on. The next one is this. The next common mistake is this. These agreements are legally binding to the parties. To is a mistake here. It's not the correct preposition. Let's see if you can correct it. These agreements are legally binding of, for, from, on, onto, in, into the parties. What do you think is the correct preposition here? 3, 2, 1. The correct preposition is on. These agreements are legally binding on the parties, to be binding on someone or something, okay? To be legally binding on someone or something, it means that that particular instrument must be followed by someone or something, okay? A law is binding on people. A contract is binding on the parties. So binding on. Finally, okay, the last one that we're looking at today is to consist, okay? This is a mistake. This contract consists the main agreement and the schedules. Here, it's very common to miss out a preposition, but you need a preposition here. So let's see if you can choose the correct preposition. This contract consists to, of, for, from, on, onto, in, into the main agreement and the schedules. What do you think is the correct preposition here? 3, 2, 1. The correct preposition is of. This contract consists of the main agreement and the schedules. To consist of something means to include or to be made up of something. Okay, so those were the 5 mistakes that maybe you're making. I hope that you've understood them. So now we're going to do a quiz. So I'm going to present you with 5 phrases which have got mistakes in them, and you need to correct them. We're going to go through all 5, and then I'm going to go through the answers. We'll go through the answers together. Okay, so are you ready? Let's go. Number 1, the government is imposing high taxes, space, alcohol, imposing high taxes to, of, for, from, on, onto, in, into, alcohol. Choose the correct preposition. 3, 2, 1. Number 2, my client entered, space, the agreement in good faith. To enter two of four from, on, onto, in, into. The agreement in good faith. Choose the correct preposition. 3, 2, 1. Number 3. My client is a party, space, a sale of goods agreement. My client is a party to, of, for, from, on, onto, in, into, a sale of goods agreement. Choose the correct preposition there. 3, 2, 1. All right, number 4. In our jurisdiction, judgments issued by higher courts are not binding, space, lower courts, are not binding, two, of, for, from, on, onto, in, into, lower courts. Choose the correct preposition there. 3, 2, 1. Right, number 5. The procedure for starting a claim in this jurisdiction consists, space, 3 parts, consists 2, of, for, from, on, onto, in, into, 3 parts. All right, that's the end of the quiz. Let's look at the answers. Number 1, the government is imposing high taxes on alcohol. The government is imposing high taxes on alcohol. Number 2, my client entered into the agreement in good faith. My client entered into the agreement in good faith. Number 3, my client is a party to a sale of goods agreement. My client is a party to a sale of goods agreement. Number 4, in our jurisdiction, judgments issued by higher courts are not binding on lower courts. In our jurisdiction, judgments issued by higher courts are not binding on lower courts. All right, number 5, the procedure for starting a claim in this jurisdiction consists of 3 parts. The procedure for starting a claim in this jurisdiction consists of 3 parts. Great. So that's the end of the quiz. I hope you got 100%. If you didn't, go back, rewatch this video, try again, and hopefully you're going to improve your legal English there. So that's the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned something new. Do get in touch with your comments. Just send an email to louise@studylegalenglish.com. And why not practice using those phrases? You can send me an email with your example sentences using these phrases to actually practice your legal English. All right. So thanks for listening and see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Study Legal English podcast. If you really want to get ahead, why not become a member and gain access to many learning resources? Visit studylegalenglish.com/pricing.